Well, fancy meeting you here. Hi, this is Steve Webb. I'm your host. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 421. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New, and every day we alternate those tracks. Shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today our reading is 2 Kings chapters 11 and 12 from the New King James Version. Let's begin. 2 Kings chapter 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds, of the bodyguards and the escorts, and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them, and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The 2 contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men, who were to be on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason, treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, "Take her outside under guard, and slay with the sword whoever follows her." For the priest had said, "Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with a sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. 2 Kings chapter 12. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man purposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priests take it themselves, each from his constituency, and let them repair the damages of the temple, wherever any dilapidation is found. Now it was so by the 23rd year of King Joash that the priests had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Joash called Jehoiada the priest and the other priests, and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple." And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Then Jehoiada the priest took a chest, bored a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord, and the priests who kept the door put there all the money brought into the house of the Lord. So it was, whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up and put it in bags and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to masons and stonecutters, and for buying timber and hewn stone, to repair the damage of the house of the Lord, and for all that was paid out to repair the temple. However, there was not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, any articles of gold or articles of silver from the money brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave it to the workmen, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The money from the trespass offerings and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath, and took it. Then Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the sacred things that his fathers, Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred things, and all the gold found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent them to Hazael, king of Syria. Then he went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and formed a conspiracy, and killed Joash in the house of Millo, which goes down to Silla. For Josachar the son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him. So he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Amaziah his son reigned in his place. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, this woman, Athaliah, was the mother of Ahaziah and the daughter of Jezebel. You'll remember that Ahaziah was the evil king killed by Jehu. We talked about that in episode 419. And of course, we talked about that accursed woman, Jezebel, on episode 417. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. As evil as Jezebel was, Athaliah was just as bad. When she heard of the death of her son Ahaziah, she knew that her proximity to power was about to slip through her fingers, so she ordered all the heirs to the throne to be killed. A little aside here, as we're in the Christmas season, doesn't that remind you of something that happened around the time of Jesus' birth? Sure. When Herod heard that a new king had been born, he ordered all the boys 2 years old and younger to be killed in hopes of preserving his throne. Had Athaliah succeeded in killing all the heirs, there would have been no descendant of David to take the throne. But of course, God had promised David that there would always be one of his heirs in place. But Athaliah was not successful. The sister of the dead king Ahaziah hid Joash, one of Ahaziah's sons, in order to keep him safe. This reminds me of the time Moses was hidden when he was a baby. Where was Joash hidden? In the temple. He stayed there for 6 years while Athaliah reigned in Judah. Her rule was a tyrannical one, and Baal worship, again, became strong. It was in the 7th year that Jehoiada the priest made the move that brought an end to Athaliah and her rule and put Joash on the throne. In chapter 12, Joash is called Jehoash here in the New American Standard Bible. Don't let that confuse you. This is one and the same person. Remember that he had been raised in the temple? This is probably why he saw to it that the temple was repaired. Over the years, it had fallen into disrepair, and he wanted to repair it. That was a good thing. Well, since he was only a boy when he took the throne, Jehoiada the priest was Joash's advisor. Jehoiada was a good man, and while he lived, Joash followed the Lord. In 2 Chronicles, we learn that Jehoiada died when he was 130 years old, and after his death, Joash turned from God and began to worship Baal. This explains his weakness in dealing with King Hazael of Syria at the end of chapter 12 here, and the uprising of his servants who killed him. He had a miraculous beginning and a tragic end. Perhaps this is why the Apostle Paul, who of course was a Jewish scholar, warns us to run the race, keeping our eyes on the prize. It's obvious that Joash did not do that. Your thoughts? Hey, tell a friend about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, would you? Tomorrow we're back in the book of Matthew. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.